If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout. This is Vulnerable Submission, written by Victoria Bliss, read by Girl on the Net. On your hands and knees. We'd had fun already. My body already ached, but I didn't hesitate to do as I was told. Partly because I'm a pain slut, partly because, honestly, I didn't know what I was going to get, but mostly because Palantillin inspires the submissive in me. That position, naked, butt in the air, face down in the pillows, is an especially vulnerable one. I can't see what he's doing behind me, and I'm so exposed. Even more so when he pulls my legs wider apart. It instantly panics me, and paradoxically turns me on. I'm displayed before him. He can do anything with me. Anything at all. The panic subsides. No, changes. To an anxious but excited anticipation as I think of who it is. Palantillin tells me all the time how wonderful I am, and I know he's not going to judge how my exposed ample bottom, fleshy cunt and thick thighs look. I trust him. Those moments when you're waiting for something to happen are the longest. I heard the bed creak, half guessed he was picking up an instrument of pain. He was. It was a bastard cane first, I think. I'm pretty certain. Once you're hit with a lot of things, your memory gets a bit fuzzy at the edges. So the bastard cane is a close relative of the bastard stick. Longer, thinner, and holy fucking Christ level of stingy. It's quite deceptive at first. I think because it's so thin, the first few strokes are more sparky than stingy. But once you've been hit a few times, that amplifies to a fiery sting that does not stop. It grows and grows until you can't think. As I moaned and yelped and moved my feet to process the pain I felt, Palantillin grabbed my right ankle to keep me still. That hands-on restraint calmed me. I wanted to please him. His touch soothed me. But as he moved from the bastard cane to the crop, I got squirmier once more. This sadist is fucking accurate with his aim. Over and over again, he hits the same spots with great precision. And he favours those that make me squeal and moan and sob the loudest. Pillowy thighs, rounded hips, soft back rolls. I'm thankful for these parts of me, the parts I've been so cruel and dismissive of for so long, when he hits me and bruises me there. But oh, how it hurts when he hits those spots so precisely, time and time again. I was panting in lungfuls of sweet air when he took a break. The breath caught in my throat when he manoeuvred between my thighs. When his legs brushed against my thighs, it escaped in a long, aroused moan. I could feel his cock resting against my butt. He continued to hit me with the crop. Of course he did. He teased me and beat me, and I was crazily aroused by that. Even more so when he pressed his dick between my thighs until it rested against my vulva. I felt his every movement, the explosion of hard crop impact, the gentle caress of hard flesh through the wetness that coated my cunt lips. I couldn't process it. I couldn't work out where the pain ended and the pleasure began. They were integral to each other. And both fired on my biggest emotion right then, frustration. I wanted to be fucked. I might have begged if he'd left it a little longer. But as it was, after a few strokes against my cunt, he pressed his dick inside me, slowly. I opened up around him, feeling every bump, his full girth stretching me, and finally his whole length buried inside me, until his crotch bumped against my arse. Palantillin held still for a moment. Maybe he needed to catch his breath as much as I did. Maybe he was appreciating the feeling of being so deep inside me as I was appreciating how full I felt. But eventually he moved, and all thought blasted from my brain. All I could do was feel and react. Every stroke teased more wet pleasure from me. I moaned and gasped and cursed, even more so when he grabbed my hips, my sore, marked hips, and fucked me so hard and so fast that the orgasms just blurred into each other, and I felt like I was lost on a sea of ever-rolling ecstasy. When Palantillin stopped, I was actually a little thankful for the time to take breath, until he hit me again. Crop, bastard Kane, his hand. I was shuddering and shaking in agony, and I bit hard into my own arm to process the pain and smother my screams. Palantillin fucked me again, and this time he beat me at the same time. I've never felt such a mix of pure sexual pleasure and pain before. I've never been fucked and beaten at the same time before. And oh, I do hope it won't be the last. If I wrote every instance of orgasm down, then there wouldn't be space for any other words. I was constantly coming. I cursed, blasphemed, screamed and yelled. At one moment, when it was all too much and just enough all at once, I sighed his name gently but insistently. I felt him stiffen within me and heard his own groan at the recognition of his name on my lips. And I hope he could tell how blissfully ecstatic I was. He pulled on my hair, and as he fucked me, he wrapped his fist in it, pulling my head back and encouraging me up onto my hands, straightening my back and giving him a slightly different angle for fucking. Pain in my skull, restrained by his strong grip, agony of multiple impact sites, throbbing and stinging from the violence Palantillin had so purposefully gifted me, combined with the pleasure of his dick deep inside me. My whole body was alive with the combination of ache, sting and orgasm. The ecstatic trinity. Palantillin rolled to the side in the end, held his arm out and encouraged me to cuddle into him. "Good girl," he whispered, his lips brushing against my forehead. His strong arms wrapped tightly around me as I wrapped mine around him, under his shoulder, holding him close. I hitched my thigh over his so we were as close as we could be. "I'm shivering," I said, completely unnecessarily. I felt I needed to express something, and that was all I could concretely gather at that moment in time. "I can feel it," he replied, holding me tighter. I lay there for a while, listening to his heart, feeling the warmth of his embrace, the ache of my marks and my used cunt. It was so good, so very good. But where content usually happily sat, there was an empty gap, and as it dawned on me, I told him, "I'm feeling really vulnerable right now." To admit that sent an ice-cold shiver of fear down my spine. "You're safe," he whispered, reassuringly stroking my back. "I know," I sniffled. "I feel like I could cry." "I want you to cry," he said. Was that sadistic lust or gentle comfort? I like to think it was the unique combination of both that I've only ever seen in Palantillin, and it's an essential part of how easily I submit to him. I didn't cry as such. I sobbed. Dry, heaving sobs of relief. Palantillin held and stroked me and murmured soft reassurance in my ear. Cherished. I felt so deeply cherished, and that in itself brought tears to my eyes. I've never done anything like that before, I said. Really? Mm-hmm. Never been fucked and beaten at the same time like that. It was amazing. We chatted a while, gently, softly, soothingly, as I came back to myself from all that pain and pleasure. And as I did, I lay a gentle kiss on his collarbone. He moaned. You can keep doing that. His soft gasp was an alluring command I couldn't resist. I kissed his collarbone, the dip of his neck, across his chest and back again, lower to his hip bones and over his gorgeous stomach that shivers and shakes whenever I kiss it. Then lower, across his crotch, butterfly kisses across his balls and up the other side, dancing close to his cock. I was grinning happily to myself, waiting for a hand in my hair and insistent pulling. But Palantillin was enjoying himself and he just let me continue to tease him. I couldn't do it for long. I needed to feel his dick against my lips. I kissed up and down his length before dotting the tip with more kisses, then sucking him deep inside my mouth while simultaneously humming my delight. Pleasuring Palantillin became my sole aim. No more teasing. I wanted him to have the ecstasy he'd so generously given me. I sucked for a while, then continued my exploration of his cock and balls with my kisses as he wanked. I kept my mouth on his balls in the end, sucking over and over, deeper and deeper, until I held his ball in my mouth completely. I licked my tongue around him, sucked deeply as he whimpered and moaned and gasped to completion. It's so hot watching someone come, knowing you had a part in it. Clean me up. Palantillin's soft request might as well have been an ironclad demand. I was eagerly licking at his cock and stomach in moments. As I sucked and licked his cum up from over his tummy, he rocked and moaned against me. His whole body vibrated and he gasped and clung tighter to me as I lapped up and down, tracing patterns around his belly button with my tongue, gently pressing the tip inside as well as sucking and gently nibbling at the soft flesh. He cursed repeatedly, shudders racking his body. I held onto his hips tightly as I licked and cleaned, until the only wetness left was the trail I was leaving myself. At that point I lifted up and snuggled once more into his embrace. Contentment reigned. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and find more of Victoria's incredible work at victoriabliss.co.uk. That's Victoria Bliss spelt BLISSE.co.uk.